We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's a high fly ball
from KMOX Sports.
That's it deep to left field, and it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado. There's a moment for you.
Welcome to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And the driving jam time.
And the Billikens win this one.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
Connect pattern caught. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Now, Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Hey, the Sports Open Line is great and everything. Oh, by the way, I'm Chris Ronji in for Kevin Wheeler tonight until 8 o'clock. You know what I want, though? I want to hear the weather first. Can I hear the weather before we... I can't do a show until we get the weather. No, he left. I guess we're not getting the weather. That's all right. It's what, warm and humid? I haven't been outside in several hours. I'm just going to assume that it's warm and humid, mid-80s, mid to low 80s with humidity about, I'm going to take a guess, 75%, dew point around 68. That's my guess for whatever the weather is. Is it sponsored by somebody? Should I mention that too? Okay, whatever. Hey, there's your weather. Are we going to get rain? Do we know if we're getting rain tonight, Matt? You look it up for me if you wouldn't mind. Anyway, welcome in tonight. Good to have you with me until 8 o'clock. Another packed show. So Wheels has been out. He's in the South. He is in Alabama coaching baseball. So I'm in for him tonight. This will be my last night with you. He was out last night as well. I was in for you. If you missed that show, what were you doing? You shouldn't be missing these shows. You should be listening on your drive home because you work late. You don't get in the car until 6 o'clock, and then you're going on to the store to get whatever it is you have to get, and then you're going to go home and eat. But you should listen to KMOX on your way home anyway. Again, my name's Chris Ronji, and it's good to talk to you, and thank you for being with me. I'm going to tell you something. Well, there's a lot going on here that we have to get to tonight on KMOX. First things first. We will be getting to the NFL situation and St. Louis's lawsuit against the NFL for the entire Rams relocation fiasco. And if you heard anything that happened yesterday, well, we'll go over some of it today. But it was absolutely a mess. And you know what? There aren't a ton of surprises as far as big picture stuff goes. There's nothing that you're going to hear about what happened yesterday, about the discovery. And by the way, discovery is a heck of a thing, man. I mean, as soon as you get sued, as soon as a lawsuit happens, the attorneys get to find out every bit of communication that you've had in regard to the topic that we're talking about. And we knew it was going to turn out like this. And it did. Some pretty gross stuff from Kevin Demoff and the entire situation as the Rams left town and were, what's the best word to you? Dishonest. Completely dishonest about how things were going to happen, what was going to happen, whether or not the Rams were going to stay in town. There's not a whole lot you're going to be surprised by, but it's still disgusting to hear it. To go through and to see what was written in emails and what was communicated back and forth between the people that mattered in this situation, basically behind the back of the city of St. Louis. It's disgusting, but it's exactly what you thought it was going to be. And so we'll go through some of that. Howard Balzer, who was in town for a long time. He covers the Arizona Cardinals now. He's been out in Arizona for a long time. You can hear him on SiriusXM. He does NFL programming there. He covers the Cardinals for SI.com. We're going to talk to him about this entire situation. And Vinny Iyer from Sporting News covers the NFL later in the show. He's going to talk with us about this as well. I want to hear from Lou Korak as we continue to try and unpack everything that's going on with Vladimir Tarasenko and the Blues and what the Blues' near-term future is going to be. And if he's going to be a part of it, it really doesn't look like it. It looks like it's a foregone conclusion that the lefty will be out of St. Louis, as he has said he does not want to be here anymore, part of the organization. He is not happy with them for various reasons. Also, NBA Finals, they're ongoing. Not going to play tonight, but tomorrow the Bucks and the Suns will have Game 4. Milwaukee is going to try to even that series. Steve Ashburner from NBA.com is going to join. I just heard a thing in my ear. What was that? I'm hearing ghosts. So Steve Ashburner will join us later in the show as well. One of the things that I want to talk about to really open things up here, and we're going to do that when we come back from break in just a moment. I want to go over something that I know is going to make you very happy. I know you're going to be incredibly happy by what you're going to hear if you're a baseball purist. Changes are probably coming to Major League Baseball. Yeah, again. It's probably going to happen again. And it's probably going to be stuff that you like, at least some of it. And it is according to what Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball today, told the Baseball Writers Association. So you're going to like it. I don't like it so much. But I'm going to tell you what those things are coming up next. And by the way, you can reach me on Twitter at Chris Rongey, R-O-N-G-E-Y. And if you want to yell at me, or if you want to, tell me how much you like me or hate me, it doesn't matter. Let's just talk. And if you have opinions on what's happening in baseball, what's happening with the Rams, what's happening with the NFL and the lawsuit with the Football League, the NFL, and with, the city of St. Louis, we can talk about that as well. The number to call the show, if you want to, the phone lines are open, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Those are your two options. Oh boy, the purists, you're going to love it. You're going to love what I'm about to tell you when I come back. Chris Rongey, in for Wheels on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And it's a gunner.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
In for Kevin Wheeler, I'm Chris Ranji until 8 o'clock tonight on The Voice of the Cardinals. Good to have you along. It's All-Star Week. All-Star Game is actually tonight, and it's coming up in just a little bit. It's going to happen with three Cardinals involved. Well, two of them technically are going to be in the game. They're available for the game. Nolan Arenado is hitting third. He is starting at third base tonight, as you would expect. He's had a really good year for the Cardinals in his first season with St. Louis. And then you're also going to get Alex Reyes, who's available to pitch later on in the game. Yadier Molina was named to his 10th All-Star game over the weekend. Buster Posey was injured, and so Yadi took his place, but he's not going to play. Dealing with a foot injury, so he wants to sit out. Doesn't appear to be anything that's going to keep him out of regular season baseball when it comes back on Friday. And that's really the reason he's sitting out. And I don't think anybody has a problem with Yadi trying to get back to as close to 100% as he could possibly be. But, you know, you get to a certain age and you play as much as he does. I don't know if you ever really are truly 100%. So he's taking this time to get as rested as he possibly can so that he can be ready to go when the Cardinals take on the Giants on Friday here at home. And by the way, the Giants are having a great season. If you're not really paying attention to what's happening in baseball, they've got a 640 win percentage right now. They got 57 wins, and we have not even started the second half of the season. And it's surprising considering the division they're in. They're in a division with the Dodgers and the Padres, the two teams that were supposed to really slug it out over the course of the year. Dodgers, by the way, they're still the betting favorite to win the division, even though they are two games in front of the Giants, they're two games behind the Giants right now. So L.A., second place, Padres in third. Cardinals are going to be taking on the first place team. Adam Wainwright will get the start in that game on Friday. I mentioned the Rob Manfred stuff and some of the things he announced to, and I don't know if you'd really call them announcements, but things he told the baseball writers today. And it was a seminar, and, you know, he answered some questions and went over some things. Let me give you a direct quote from the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. Quote, "I see the extra inning rule and the seven-inning doubleheader as rules that were adopted based on medical advice to deal with COVID. I think they are much less likely to become part of our permanent landscape than some of the other rules that we've talked about over time that relate to how the game is being played." Now, that's the first part, and that is good news for people that hate seven-inning doubleheaders and that hate the extra-inning rule with a runner at second base automatically starting in the 10th inning. A lot of people hate that. I happen to be in the minority of people that do like that runner at second base rule, and I do like the seven-inning doubleheaders for a number of different reasons, which I'll go over in just a second. But when Manfred was talking about some of the other rules that they are thinking about implementing in the future, one of the things he is talking about is not going to make you happy if you are a purist. And here is that quote. "Let's just say you've regulated the shift by requiring two infielders each side of second base. What does that do? Well, it makes the game look a lot like what it looked like when I was 12 years old. It's not change, it's kind of restoration, right?" That's Rob Manfred. So, you're going to be happy, and then you're going to be upset. You're going to be happy because he's taking away the seven-inning doubleheaders. He's taking away the runner at second base in extra innings. But it does look like MLB is going to ban the shift as best as they possibly can. I don't really have a strong feeling when it comes to the shift. It's fine. I can deal with it. I can deal with it if they make a change, if they make it so that there are two infielders on each side of second base. Fine. Whatever. Like, that's not a thing that really bothers me. And I know the argument against banning the shift is, well, why don't you just tell these hitters to be better at going the other direction? And that's okay. That's fair. I've heard that argument a lot. But some hitters are at their best when they are pulling the baseball. And even if they work on it going the other direction, you're probably going to lose a little bit of what that guy is really good at doing. And yeah, sure, he can work on it. But look, if a guy's really great pulling the baseball, then I guess I kind of want him to continue to pull the baseball. This is just not a thing that bothers me. I did like the 7-inning doubleheader thing for a couple of different reasons. One of them is, and here's the argument that I've heard against it, and I'll address that first. That argument is, what if you've paid money for a baseball game, and that baseball game is rained out, and it's made up as part of a split doubleheader? And a split doubleheader, and I'm sure you already know, but for those who don't, a split doubleheader means they play one game at like 1 o'clock, and then they clear the stadium, and then they play the second game at like 7 o'clock. That's a split. A straight doubleheader means they play back-to-back with about a half hour to 40 minutes in between ball games. And if you're part of that, you get two games for the price of one. That's really nice. But there are people that have said, well, if you do have a ticket for a game that gets rained out and it's a split doubleheader and I get to go back, I only get 7 innings of baseball and not 9. That's a good point. That is correct. You do. But for me, I think the benefit of allowing players to have, and as you as a baseball fan, if you sit down and you watch and you're determined to watch 2 games, all of a doubleheader, it's a lot more palatable to have 14 innings as opposed to 18. It doesn't feel like you're settling in for an all-day baseball affair. So if you do have other things you can do, you get to watch 2 games without the time commitment, and you get to watch 2 outcomes, hopefully. You get to watch the end, the beginning and end of both games, and it's just not like sitting through 2 9-inning baseball games. First of all, I think that's a good thing. I also think it's really a good thing for players and for the management of bullpens and how difficult it is to find good pitching, even though pitching this year is just dominating hitting. It's still tough to find good pitchers and to fill out a competent bullpen and, in many cases, a competent rotation. You know, you're dealing with injuries throughout the year and whatnot. So I think it's a good thing that you're not forcing these teams on a given day to have to deal with 2 9-inning ball games. I think it's good for the health of the sport. I think it's good for the health of the players. And I think it's plenty of baseball. 14 innings in a day, plenty of baseball. You get to watch a lot of baseball in a doubleheader when there are 2 7-inning games. And I know the purists hate it. They want the Niners, and I get it. That's cool. I'm just not on board with it as much. And I think I'm the only person on earth that likes the runner at second base to start extra innings. I think it adds automatic excitement. And I know you're getting robbed of those potential 17, 18, 19 inning ball games in June. But yeah, I don't care. I'm okay without it. I'm sorry. And guess what? I'm losing on this one. I'm going to lose the runner at second base. I'm going to lose my 7-inning doubleheaders, but I think I might get my designated hitter in both leagues. And that, my friends, is going to be fantastic. Rob Manfred did not commit to that being a rule change. He basically said it's going to be on the table. I know both sides don't really want to give away too much with the collective bargaining agreement being up in December, and both sides are going to have to use leverage against the other. And both sides are going to try to really not allow a work stoppage to happen, which would, by the way, of all these things we talk about that are bad for baseball, you know, it's a lot of hyperbole. The thing that would be bad for baseball, forget about the doubleheader rules and the extra inning rules and any of that stuff. Forget about the sticky stuff. You know what really will ruin baseball? Having another work stoppage. That's the thing that will do it. Howard Balzer knows a thing or two about the NFL. He knows about the Rams and the relocation that happened and the lawsuit that is happening with the city of St. Louis and the NFL. He's going to join us next. I'm Chris Ranji in for Wheeler on KMOX.
We'll be right back.
It is All-Star Week, and I am in for Kevin Wheeler, Chris Ranji, your host tonight here on the Voice of the Cardinals, KMOX. A few Cardinals are in the game tonight, as I mentioned. Nolan Arenado starting, Alex Reyes will be in the bullpen. And Yadier Molina, 10-time All-Star, but he's not going to play because he's nursing a sore foot. He wants to be ready and as healthy as he can be for the restart of the baseball season on Friday at Busch Stadium. I mentioned that we're going to talk about what's been going on here, and it's a long, drawn-out process, this lawsuit the city of St. Louis has against the NFL after it was basically lied to by the league and by several owners in the league as the Rams were relocated to Los Angeles when they were told there was a chance for them to keep the team. There never really was. So to shed some light on that, we go to Howard Balzer, who covers the Arizona Cardinals. He was in St. Louis for a long time, covers the Cardinals for SI.com. You can also hear him on SiriusXM NFL. And you can follow him on Twitter at HBalzer721. And Howard joins us now on KMOX. Good evening, Howard. How are you?
Chris, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good. And I can't decide. So I'm reading over. I'm looking at Ben Fred's article in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And I'm looking at some of the things that were disclosed, you know, during discovery. And some of the things that were written and said and in emails by Kevin Demoff to employees and, you know, to Roger Goodell. And it's I want to say that I'm shocked by it, but I am absolutely not.
No, not shocked at all. And quite honestly, Chris, I've been sounding the clarion call with some others ever since this went down. Because it was clear. In fact, I wrote some things at the time calling it what the NFL did as bait and switch and how fraudulently they acted. And I've always believed, just basically, that the NFL said what it said all throughout that year of 2015. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to follow the guidelines, all those things in terms of building the stadium. I believe they were always doing that because they never expected a stadium deal to come to fruition. Well, it did. And then they really had to scramble. And in fact, some of the stuff hasn't even come out, which came out back then, was how the NFL truly tried to sabotage the Board of Aldermen vote. We probably don't have time to get into all those details, but they tried to sabotage the Board of Aldermen vote twice in December, once before the vote by the Ways and Means Committee to send the financing package to the full board for a decision. And then the day before that vote, the final vote, which happened to have come the day after the Rams' final game in St. Louis, a Thursday night game against Tampa Bay. So they tried to do that. And like you said, the lies and all the things that happened. And now even some of these things, like you said, I'm not surprised. I had said all along, once this was ticketed for court, which let's remember the NFL tried like the Dickens.
Mm-hmm.
To get this decided in arbitration because they didn't want to go to court. They didn't want to have to go through all this discovery because they knew a lot of these things that were going to come out. And as soon as that happened, I said, I can't imagine what we're going to find out in some of those emails that they will get, you know, access to. Well, we started finding it out. And like you said, no surprise. But I love some of the things like, where Kevin Demoff would routinely send crime statistics
yes.
to the league office
mm-hmm.
as if there's no other cities in the NFL that have crime. I'll tell you one great one that occurred in an August meeting in the Chicago area in 2015 where the different cities trying to get a team in L.A., you know, obviously the different teams, Chargers, Rams, Raiders, they were making their presentations. And this happened to be, Chris, right around the first anniversary of the tragic shooting of Michael Brown. And there were some violent demonstrations on that first year anniversary. And a well-esteemed writer in the NFL, who I know very well, told me later after that meeting that he was having a conversation with Kevin Demoff. And he made the comment, St. Louis, another day, another riot.
Yeah.
And you know, these are the smarmy things that were said and done. And it's going to be really interesting to see what happens from here on out.
You know, I don't want to put words into the mouths of other people, but I can almost guarantee, without knowing for sure, I would not be surprised if when terrible stuff like that was happening in the city, and it's nothing to laugh about at all, this dude is probably celebrating internally. Yes, good. Here's another thing that's going to help me get out of this city. I can see that being his mindset at the time.
100% agree. And when they had to go through the NFL charade of the Rams applying for, you know, to be approved for relocation, one of the things they put in there, and they, of course, they trashed the city. Oh, they can't support three professional teams and this and that. And then tried to, you know, totally mischaracterize the population and said, and on top of everything, St. Louis is like the, like, I don't know what the number, I don't remember exactly the number, is ranked like 499 out of 503 cities in the United States. Well, that might be accurate, but that's only the city limits, the city proper. The reality is, and everyone knows it, is St. Louis is right around the 21st television market. Yeah. And that's the number that's
there's about
3
important. Million people in the area.
Yeah, exactly. But they just had to pull out all the stops to try somehow to convince the rest of the league what a bad market St. Louis was. And we all know that not to be true. And yet, of course, during that time when Stan Kroenke made the deal to buy the parcels of land at Hollywood Park, that's where it was really, really horrible, where, you know, Kevin, you know, a big thing was made in the tweets and the stories yesterday about how they had to come up with talking points for the commissioner to lie about in the Super Bowl press conference after the deal was made for the first parcel of land at Hollywood Park in November or December at that time. But Demoff himself came out after the story, surfaced and said, well, you know, Stan makes a lot of real estate deals all around the country, and they're not for stadium deals. But they all knew, and Goodell knew that it was, and he played the game, and as it was said, we'll keep it confidential. I mean, it's just so dirty, and that's the thing about it, Chris, and that's what I think upset people more than anything. Somebody said, well, Stan Kroenke's a businessman. He did what was best for the team and all those things. But, of course, we know they didn't follow the relocation policy. But a lot of people felt that, but it was just the way they went about it was, like I said, it was just so dirty that it's hard to imagine it happened. But, you know, one little historical point here, and there have been a lot of people who have said, well, they're not really relocation rules or policy. They can interpret them the way they want. Well, here's the thing that people forget, Chris. When the NFL lost the lawsuit to the Raiders back in the early 80s, the main reason they lost that suit is because they had no relocation policy. Mm-hmm. And Al Davis went to court and said, hey, they just don't like me, and so they're not letting me move. And they have nothing to base this on, and because there's no policy. Well, as soon as the league lost that lawsuit, what do you think they did? That's when they wrote the relocation policy in the early 80s or early to mid-80s, and then it was updated two times in the 90s after Paul Tagliabue became commissioner. So now for the NFL all of a sudden to say, well, that policy doesn't mean anything, it's just the height of absurdity.
Well, Howard, I appreciate your time tonight and for giving us a little bit of insight what's going on here. And the best thing really St. Louis can hope for is, you know, punitive damages, really. That's all that's really going to come out of this. But at least it could be an influx of money back into the city after they lost so much trying to make this happen. Hey, enjoy Kyler Murray this year. It's going to be great.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks so much. Enjoy being on with you.
Thank you, Howard. That is Howard Balzer. Again, he covers the Arizona Cardinals for SI.com, and you can hear him on the Hall of Fame programming on Sirius XM NFL. He's very good. And, I mean, that's really the most that the city can expect. Maybe down the line, and I know when I say this, and I said it last night, you might have gotten sick in your own mouth, but there might be a team that comes here later on. Maybe the NFL wants to make good on this down the line. Maybe. I'm not totally holding my breath on it, but maybe it does happen. Maybe expansion down the road, St. Louis will be a viable option. We'll get more into this later on in the show, but I want to get some more news and more of an update on what's happening with the St. Louis Blues and what the roster is going to look like and what's going to happen when Vladimir Tarasenko is eventually traded. And it looks like that's going to happen. Luke Korak joins us next on KMOX.
There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And it's a gutter.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
In for Kevin Wheeler, I'm Chris Ranji tonight on KMOX as we talk about, we continue our discussion about the Blues. I know I mentioned them right at the end. We were talking NFL, talking Rams. Now we get into some hockey tonight. And from NHL.com is Luke Korak. He covers the Blues for that website. And you can follow him on Twitter at LKorak10. My Serbian friend Lou is joining us on KMOX. Hello, Lou. How are you? I miss you. Worried sick.
Mr. Ranji, how are you? I almost forgot what you sounded like.
This is it.
I haven't talked to you in so long. I thought maybe, I don't know, you didn't consider me a friend anymore or something.
Well,
I don't know.
There was no Serb Fest, so I didn't get to see
you. True.
And hopefully coming back next year, right?
It is. It is.
Perfect.
Actually, all systems are go. Knock on wood. Let's hope it stays that way. So, yeah, maybe we'll cross paths there again.
We'll have some Slivovitz.
Yes. Yes.
Perfect.
It's a perfect pick-me-up or either one or it'll lay you right back down, too.
Yep, well,
one or the other.
It'll do both. It'll really do that for you.
Yes, it will.
I know Blues fans hearing the news at the end of last week that Vlad Tarasenko wants out. He's not happy with the situation. This seems like it's going to happen. Like, there's no way that relationship is able to be saved. Is there anything they can do to make this work, or is this just done?
I think it's done. I mean, you know, based on, you know, what's being reported out there and, you know, when you start talking about, I guess the best way to put it is medical negligence, I guess. And, you know, when you start, you know, talking about, I guess, the remnants of the captaincy, which, you know, I guess I was wrong. I thought that was pretty much a dead issue. But, you know, I mean, everybody can have their feelings about that. And sure, you know, if maybe you think you're going to be named the captain when the previous captain leaves with Alex Pietrangelo and you don't get it. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some sour grapes there, but big deal. I didn't think that was a big deal at the time, but I mean, if it played any role in this, well, then I guess, you know, those feelings lingered. But, you know, I guess from everything that's been reported, you know, Tarasenko's not too happy with how the shoulder surgeries were done. And, you know, it's not my place to say one way or the other, you know, whether things were done correctly or not. And but I can understand the frustration from a player's perspective to have to go through that grueling stuff, not once, you know, but twice. And actually, he's had to do it three times, but, you know, twice almost in consecutive years here. So that's got to be tough on anybody. But yeah, I don't think this is going to end with the marriage staying consummated. Let's put it that way. You know, Tarasenko changed agents. You always kind of seem to wonder and think maybe if there's some kind of writing on the wall there. You know, you've seen that happen in the past, and it just things go in a different direction between player and an organization. And we certainly look like this is going to be one where both sides are going to go their separate ways and hope for the best for each side that. You know, things work out for the best, and I think we've seen him in a Blues uniform for the last time.
What does the roster look like without him?
That's a good question because, you know, without him, without making any additions, it certainly diminishes, you know, your scoring power, which, you know, it's you can make the argument that, you know, he didn't provide a lot of that in the last couple of years, and certainly not because he didn't play a lot of games from the injury, but just that threat alone. I mean, you know, when he's healthy, he's as good as anybody is putting the puck in the net. Let's make no bones about it. But is he going to be able to get back to,
you know, anything close to what he was before when he was scoring in the 30s and hit the 40 goal mark. That's to be seen. You know, like I mentioned before, three shoulder surgeries. This isn't a flesh wound that we're talking about. This is something pretty serious. And, but you know, according to him and the last time that we spoke to him, the shoulder is not an issue anymore. He was dealing with a bit of a groin injury there at the end. And, you know, you would seemingly think that he's going to be healthy no matter where he's going to be playing going into next year. And I would imagine he's going to be motivated. But, you know, being motivated and whether the body allows you to get back to where you were before all these injuries can be two different things. So, I mean, whoever acquires him and whatever the Blues get back as far as a package is concerned is yet to be seen here. But whoever acquires him is going to be certainly taking a risk. But, you know, that's why teams are going to have to do their due diligence, look at medical records, you know, maybe speak to the individual, talk to the player, feel like where he's at. And it's a risk that somebody's going to be willing to take. Let's put it that way. And once that happens, we'll see how things progress. But certainly without him, if he's able to get back to anything close to what he was, there's certainly going to be a void there that's going to have to be filled.
Lou, I got less than a minute. Is there any other fallout we can see from this?
Not really. You know, it is what it is. I mean, it's just a marriage that's not meant to last, and that's going to be the end of it. I mean, you know, he was able to help bring a Stanley Cup to St. Louis, which is great. He's always going to be remembered for that, and fans got to see some of the best years of Vladimir Tarasenko. But, you know, with the way that the terms are being ended here, I don't think, you know, there's a lot of people from a fan's perspective that are ready to push him out the door. So, but I think the fans are really excited about what Doug Armstrong potentially can do with this team. And there's certainly some pieces out there that he's definitely going to be looking at. I think the Blues are comfortable with the situation that it is. And, this isn't the first time something like this has happened. So they're ready to move on and he's ready to move on. And it is what it is.
All right, Lou, I appreciate your time. It's good to talk to you again. I will see you at Serb Fest next year, I promise.
Perfect.
All right.
Good to talk to you too, Chris. Take care, buddy.
That is Lou Korak of NHL.com. Again, follow him on Twitter at LKorak10. NBA Finals, they are happening. And you know what? This is actually turning into a really nice series after the Phoenix Suns went up 2-0. Giannis Antetokounmpo, hey, man, this dude is a beast. And he's looked great in the last couple of games, and they have a chance to even up the series. When we come back here on KMOX, Steve Ashburner for NBA.com. He is in Milwaukee. He is covering this series, and he's going to join us next. We'll get back into the NFL stuff as well, and we'll tell you more about what's happening with the city of St. Louis and the Rams. I'm Chris Ranji on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.